He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on Thursday, July 7th. This is episode 146 of the podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. We have been away for a while. It is no secret we haven't updated any content to this feed in a few weeks at this point, and I want to apologize. A lot of stuff's going on with the newborn and paternity leave and all that good stuff. And to be honest, there hasn't been a lot of goodness going around in the world of NBA Top Shot. Not a lot has changed, but we get a very interesting pack drop. Dare I say, one-of-a-kind pack drop coming this week. So it kind of brought us out of retirement, or, you know, checked us back into the game from paternity leave to talk about it. So, without further ado, cue the music, let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty, give me a beat.
Oh man, okay, alright,
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC, Strike, Panini America, NFT, and we'll even talk about some other NFT projects, as long as we deem them worthy, all right? I had a bit of an interesting NFT story that I'll tell you guys right at the top of the pod, but first and foremost, I got to apologize to you guys. We haven't recorded in quite a while. It's been really hectic over at my household. My recording studio has quickly turned into a bit of a nursery and just haven't had a lot of time. But, you know, my paternity leave is up. I'm back to the daily grind of working, and I'm hoping that Top Shot could, or, you know, Top Shot or NFL All Day, I'm hoping that something happens to kind of spice these things up. Because I haven't had the same interest level as I used to. And it kills me to say that, because I was so in on NBA Top Shot. But a lot has changed over the years, and I think a lot of you out there will agree with me. But I'm happy to announce that NBA Top Shot is doing something pretty unique. But we're going to dive into the details and see if it's for the better or worse. Okay? Because, you know, they had the crafting challenges, and I personally feel like the crafting challenges so far have been a bit of a bust. But it really comes down to what serial number you get for your reward. If you get a number that's not great and you look back on it and you're like, wow, I destroyed these valuable moments just to get this shit, and I could have just bought this in the marketplace. So I feel like the crafting challenges do need a bit of an overhaul. I do feel like it is pretty poor. But real quick, all right, I want to talk about what happened in the world of NFTs. Now, I always say in the introduction to this podcast, we will talk about other NFT projects as long as we deem them as worthy. And there's a lot of projects out there that kind of suck and are dangerous. You know, they're very rug pullish. I've fallen for them in the past. I know a lot of people out there have fallen for them. You join, you know, a community, you invest this money and time, and then next thing you know, the creators are nowhere to be found. The project is just left to die, and it just loses all of its value. So the NFT space is very tricky to navigate, okay? Now, I have children, okay? I have a son and two daughters now. So my oldest is my son. And I always show him my portfolio on OpenSea, and I show him the cool NFTs I've been able to acquire along this NFT journey. And he likes looking at them because, well, quite frankly, he feels like he could probably do a lot of the artwork of some of these projects I have in my portfolio. Because let's be real, not all NFT projects look the greatest. They kind of look like, you know, like a teenager, could have made it up on a computer or something. But anyway, that's not the point. So One day, okay, it was over this past weekend, I have the, you know, we have the family computer in the living room. I had my Twitter logged in over there, and I told my son, because I was looking at the, like, the latest posts for NFTs, because I'm always searching, just to kind of see, like, what projects are, like, getting some buzz, maybe a new project was just announced. So I do have a tab up on Twitter for just NFTs. So I told my son, because I had to go into the other room to deal with the baby, I told my son, you know, if he wants, he can just look through the projects, and if there's anything he thinks is cool, to let me know, and I'll come and check it out. I wanted to see, like, what he was interested in, what he thought was good artwork, and what wasn't. Well, it kind of took a turn for the worst. All right, so you guys know, if you're on NFT Twitter, there is a ton of scams on there. Like, if you put up a post with the hashtag NFT, you'll just get flooded with, like, spam comments like, oh, click this link to get this, click this link to get that. Well, my son was going through and he saw a post on the hashtag NFT page, and it was talking about Eminem and Snoop Dogg. Now, Eminem and Snoop Dogg have a, I don't know, like, what kind of music you guys listen to. I love hip hop. Okay, so there was an Eminem Snoop Dogg NFT, or I should say music video, where they both, in the rap video, transform into, like, they're bored apes, okay? Just another look for bored apes. Still kick myself in his ass to this day for not getting it. I thought they were the dumbest shit in the world. To be honest, I still think they're pretty dumb looking, but they're worth money. So, you know, joke's on me. Anyway, so there was a music video where Snoop Dogg and Eminem changed into, you know, they're bored apes, you know? So my son saw that there was a website from Eminem and Snoop Dogg, and they were doing some kind of, like NFT giveaway. So my son decided to click the link, and instead of telling me, like, oh, hey, like, this is a cool one, or, oh, hey, check this out, Eminem and Snoop Dogg have their own NFT, he saw that the post said that there was a free NFT giveaway from those guys, and it was only good for another 48 hours. He thought, To be a good kid, his heart was in the right place. He thought to click the link, connect my MetaMask wallet ID, because they were giving away a free NFT. So he clicked it. He clicked the little, you know, MetaMask pop-up that allowed it, and he tried claiming this free Eminem Snoop Dogg NFT, and he was very excited about it. He was very happy with himself. So when I finish feeding the baby, I go back into the room and I see that he's on my MetaMask, and I'm like, what are you doing on there? Like, you weren't supposed to be on the MetaMask, you're supposed to be, like, on Twitter. And he said that he's waiting because an NFT was going to pop up. He was so excited he got me one. In my head, I'm like, I don't have any money in my MetaMask wallet right now. I had it, like, down to, like, $2, and I haven't put anything in a while. So I'm like, what the hell could he have gotten when I have no money in it? And he was telling me it was an Eminem Snoop Dogg free NFT. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. Like, that's pretty cool. Thanks, bud. And then I go into my OpenSea. And I'm like, oh, let's see if it pops up. Let's see what this thing looks like. And, of course, there was, you know, nothing popped up. And I'm sitting there like, oh, no, you know, it takes a few minutes sometimes for it to go through. Like, 10 minutes goes by, nothing. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. I was like, are you sure that you clicked the link? Like, what link did you click? And then I went into the recent activities. So I was like, oh, maybe, you know, it'll show that it's pending, or maybe it'll show that, like, it's incoming, you know, any recent transactions or recent activity. And sure enough, in my recent activity, I see not one, but two of my deadhead NFTs have been transferred to another person. So it turns out that my son saw the link, and it turns out it was one of those scam links that I never warned him about, because I just never thought about warning him about it. And when he connected the MetaMask wallet, they got access to my shit, and they took probably my two most valuable NFTs out of my wallet. And if you guys have run into any kind of shit like this, OpenSea does nothing to help. They say once a transaction is completed, they cannot reverse it. It's a done deal. The best that they could do is, like, flag it and try to freeze it. But apparently the person, as soon as they took it out of my wallet, they sold it, so it couldn't get flagged. And it was just a headache. And I was pretty upset, but obviously I didn't let my son see that it was upset. I just told him, like, I'll figure it out, not to worry about it. So I put up a pretty lengthy post on Twitter just, like, explaining the situation to try to, you know, get a little more situational awareness out there. I know a lot of you guys have been warned and see links like that all the time. But if you caught slipping one time, it could be devastating. And I was just thinking to myself, could you imagine if you did have like a Bored Ape in your collection or something that was truly like, you know, worth a bag, and because you clicked one damn link, somebody just stole your shit and there's nothing you could do about it? Like, I can't even imagine how scary that would be. So, you know, learning experience, I guess. Like, I told my son to make sure he doesn't click anything without me knowing anymore in regards to NFTs. But yeah, no, it sucked. But I'm pleased to report, you know, 5 days later, I was talking to the creator, or one of the creative members of Deadheads, who I actually had on this podcast over a year ago when I was talking about their project. I still like their project, by the way. So I was talking to him and I told him the whole situation, and one of their community members got involved and actually went ahead and bought both of those Deadhead NFTs from the person, whoever stole it, or from whoever, you know, whoever bought it off the guy who stole them from me. This dude actually went out and he bought both of them and then transferred them back to my wallet. I mean, how fantastic is that? The gentleman goes by the name Bing Bong NFT on Twitter. Dude, so huge shout out to this gentleman. Didn't have to do that. He just reached out into my comments and told me that, like, he recently won a giveaway and he wanted to give back to the Deadhead community. And he saw that I was holding those things damn near since day one. And he felt bad that I lost them after all that time. And he went out and he bought them and sent them back to me. No questions asked. I couldn't believe it. So, and it goes to show that there is still good people out there in the NFT community. So don't give up on it, but make sure that you're paying attention to everything you do, because there's an unbelievable amount of scams out there. All right. So I just wanted to get that story out there to let you guys know what, you know, to be safe. Now let's talk a little bit about Top Shot. Actually, you know, before we talk about Top Shot, can we talk about NFL All Day for a second? NFL All Day has kind of fallen by the wayside because, you know, we're not in football season, and they haven't really been dropping much in terms of packs. You know, we were getting like a pack a week when they were introducing people to the platform, like in waves, and then we just kind of really haven't had much in terms of pack. Now, we have had a couple of challenges, one of which I actually completed, which was great. I had a good time with that. But there's still some tweaks that I feel it needs to be done to the challenge system over there. It's not as smooth or as easy to accomplish as NBA Top Shot is, but Top Shot wasn't always as easy as it is today. So I still have a lot of hope in NFL All Day. But they did revamp and overhaul the whole aesthetics of their marketplace and just the whole website in general. So if you go on there and look, it looks beautiful, the whole marketplace and your collection, how they have everything set up now. And then they finally made an improvement to something that I thought really needed it, their badges. I don't know if you guys remember when badges were introduced on NFL All Day. They were seriously just like little silver pictures, and they all looked freaking identical. The only way you could tell if you had like good badges is by how many you had. Because if you had like three silver looking things, that means you had a triple badge. It was very hard to distinguish one from the other. And it kind of made it tricky, because one silver badge will be a NFL All Day debut, but another silver badge will just be a rookie mint. And it was kind of hard to tell the difference between the two. And if you guys know badges in terms of Dapper, the debut has way more value than the rookie mint. So it was tough to, you know, decipher which badge was actually which. You had to really be paying attention. With this overhaul they did, the badges look beautiful. They look way better. It's way easier to determine which badge is which. They're different colors, they're different shapes, different icons. It looks way better. So that was a bit of a, that was like a really recent change that happened. I just wanted to give a shout out to NFL All Day. It definitely looks more appealing for sure. And football season is right around the corner, guys. So I'm looking forward to hopping in there and trying to get those pack drops. I'm curious to see what they're going to do for pack prices and stuff. I was comparing floors between NBA Top Shot and NFL All Day the other day, just because like I was bored and had nothing to do. And the floor of an NFL All Day moment is still between $4 and $5. That's not terrible. Now, the pack prices are more expensive, so if you want to say a floor of $5 on a $50 pack sucks, yeah, that does suck. But, I mean, on NBA Top Shot, the floor is $1, $1 right now, so that's not great either. Anyway, let's talk about NBA Top Shot. So there is a really unique pack coming. It's called the Elite Pack. And for the first time ever, it was actually called Elite Pack, Hollow Icon, or MGLE. So if you can't guess what that means from the title, I'm going to go ahead and read this little description for you guys. It says here, the final packs of S3 are dropping on Thursday, July 14th. And the only way to get them is through trade tickets, those goddamn trade tickets. It's the first pack drop ever to guarantee a rare or legendary moment in exchange for trade tickets. And for all, and for many members of our global community, landing a pack will be easier and more convenient than ever with our queue allow list. All right, so there's going to be three queues, but one of the queues is going to be an allow list where there's 3,000 members that basically are guaranteed to get a pack if they want it. And the list of 3,000 is already out there. You just got to click on the pack page and scroll down to the pack description. You can see it. You can see if you made the list. I will not be reading through all 3,000 names on this podcast, but let's talk about it. So this kind of reminds me of the Kevin Durant Elite and Kevin Durant Standard packs, okay? The Kevin Durant Elite packs, you had percentage chances of getting a game-recognized game moment versus a metallic gold limited edition moment, and the percentages were kind of crazy. It was like, for the Elite series pack, I think it was something you had like a 65% chance to get a game recognized game, which technically was a common moment. And you had like a 35% chance to get a rare. $50 pack was a bit of a gamble, but you know, I was fine with it. But when I first looked at this pack, I was like, oh, it's kind of like the game recognized game drop, but it's going to be with Legendary and Metallic Gold Limited Edition. Now, the first thing, or should I say the most important thing, is to figure out what the split is. What are the percentage chances of getting a Metallic Gold Limited Edition versus a Legendary? Because obviously Legendaries are worth way more. And the percentages, they're bad, man. They're bad. So the chances of you getting a rare, which is the Metallic Gold Limited Edition from Series 3, is 95.5%. 95.5%. That is damn near guaranteed they're going to get a Metallic Gold Limited Edition. And this is why it's interesting. I was looking at the floors of Metallic Gold Limited Edition moments for S3, and the floor right now is $42, okay? There is a ton of Metallic Gold Limited Editions from between $42, you know, and they can go up to, you know, over $100, but there's a ton of them between, like, $42 and $60, which, again, that's not great, and there's a 95% chance you're going to get one of those, which, again, not great. So the pack price is going to be 60 trade tickets. That's it. You are not buying these with money. You're buying them with trade tickets. Now, because of this announcement about trade tickets being the currency, it has raised the floor a bit on a ton of bad moments. So instead of a $1 floor, which people were able to get pretty commonly these days, the floor has come up to about $2. You know, you can get a ton of them for $2. But again, if you have zero trade tickets and you need to get 60, if you get them for $2 a piece, that's $120. $120 for this pack, where you have a 95% chance to get a $40 to $50 moment. You guys see what I'm saying here? Not great odds. Now, it is a gamble, because if you end up getting a legendary, that's completely different, right? You're looking at like $800 to $1,200 potentially on, you know, $120 worth of investment into trade tickets. So it's definitely interesting. It is a gamble. You only have a 5% chance to get that legendary, but if you get it, you're gonna be doing handstands, you're gonna be doing cartwheels, you're gonna be thanking me on Twitter for telling you guys all this information. But chances are you're gonna end up getting probably a $50 rare moment. Now, let's talk a bit about the queues. Now, the allow list queue, for the first time ever, an allow list is going to be on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. There's going to be 3,000 packs. Again, there's 3,000. Last I checked the list, there was 3,001 names on that list, which is weird because there's only 3,000 packs available. Could you imagine if one fucking person on that list can't get a pack? Like, all the other people get one, but one person gets left off. That'd be shitty. But I highly doubt all 3,000 people are going to actually get a pack. I assume some people are going to sit it out. Some people aren't even going to realize that they're on a allow list. So priority queue is going to be on Thursday. So that's interesting. It says the allow list queue is going to be on Wednesday the 13th, but the priority queue is going to be on Thursday the 14th. So the allow list gets it a whole day before the priority queue people. That's pretty nuts. So the priority queue is going to be the following day, Thursday, July 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. There's going to be 4.5K packs available in the priority queue. General queue is going to be on Thursday right after at 4 p.m. Eastern. There's going to be 5,000 packs available in general queue. Now, just to dive into a little more information about the queues. So the allow list queue is actually going to be open for a full 24 hours. So you don't need to get in line right away. You can wait on Wednesday to get your pack. You don't need to get it, you know, as long as you get it within the first 24 hours, then you're fine, which is pretty interesting. Now, it says here that any unclaimed packs will be evenly distributed to remaining queues. Like I said, I don't think 3,000 people are going to actually line up in that allow list queue, so the leftovers will get split amongst priority in general. Now, for priority queue, there will be a top shot score benchmark you need to surpass. That is going to be a score bonus of 75k, 75,000, and you'll be able to get in the priority queue. Now, you'll need the 75k plus the 60 trade tickets. Don't forget about those damn trade tickets. You're going to need those. But priority queue is going to be 75k. General, there is no requirement. General, as always, is going to be a bloodbath. All right, picture Squid Game, but with NFTs. All right, and at the time of recording, we do not have a player list, so I can't go through and tell you which Legendary Moments or Metallic Gold Moments will be in the drop. We don't have that information yet, but it'll be coming, you know, probably early next week. We'll have an idea of who's going to be available. Now, the big question here is it going to be worth the 60 trade tickets? Now, again, I think that this, you know, this question can be answered, you know, differently depending upon your current situation. How many trade tickets do you actually have right now in your account? If you have enough, then why not? Like, absolutely, it's worth a shot just to see what happens. But if you don't have enough, if you have zero trade tickets, would it be worth the headache and the trouble of going through to acquire 60 of them? I guess it really comes down to if you're a gambling man or not. Because, you know, 95% chance it's going to be a $50 moment. That's not great. That's, you're looking at negative EV. There's 5 moments per pack. Probably should have mentioned that. There's going to be 1 legendary or metallic gold. And then there's going to be 4 60K commons. And you guys know those 60Ks aren't going to be worth a damn thing. All right. So it's really up to you. Now, me, I personally have 0 trade tickets. I haven't accumulated a trade ticket ever since I got that Series 1 reserve pack. The one where I did not get, you know, anything spectacular, didn't get the LeBron that I was hoping for. So I haven't had any motivation to get a trade ticket. This, it kind of sparked my interest a bit, but man, those percentages are just not in your favor at all. And I just can't help but think I could just, you know, use $50 and buy whatever metallic gold I want, you know, in a couple months, because, you know, that's how it goes. So, I'm not quite sure yet. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about it again. We're going to be recording before the drops next week anyway. So, I'll let you know if my mind changes. But right now, I kind of feel like the play might be to stay away. Only because, again, I'm only speaking for myself. My play right now is stay away because I don't have the trade tickets. Now, I am going to comb through my account and see if I can trim some of the fat off of it. You know, just see what moments I can get rid of. And see how close that would get me to 60. But I really don't think I'm going to have all that much because I coughed up 350 to get that Series 1 reserve pack. But I'll let you know. All right, now before we sign off for the night, I just want to let you guys know we have a new affiliate program, okay? We now have a sports betting team. You can go ahead and follow them on Twitter right now. It just started, I believe, a week or two ago, called Prop Pushers. So make sure if you're into sports betting at all, whether it's on Prize Picks or your regular parlay plays, whatever your source is for sports gambling content, please, please, please go ahead and check out at Prop Pushers. All right, it's a very knowledgeable team over there, and they've been helping the community win some money. So please go ahead and check them out. It's our first affiliate, our first like branch out from Crypto Ballers, getting into the sports gambling space. I'm really excited about this. And then with NFL coming right around the corner, it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm going to have Michael Florio. I'm going to have Marcus Grant come on the podcast, talk about our picks for the week, try to make some good parlay plays together. It's going to be a blast. So I'm very much looking forward to that. We're even going to be putting up some video content when the NFL season comes around. And I'm looking forward to getting back in the booth with those guys and come up with better plays and take them down. All right, last time I had a DraftKings contest with Mark, I'm trying to think. I believe I beat both of them. I think I beat Marcus Grant and Michael Florio when we played our DraftKings NFL contest together. But this time it's going to be a little different because we're going to be going sports betting and, you know, compare parlays, plays that we came up with. So looking forward to that. So again, if you're into sports gambling at all, please go ahead and follow at Prop Pushers. I'll go ahead and leave a link in the show notes if you want to go ahead and check them out. And that is a wrap. That's going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Thank you for tuning in. If you haven't left a 5-star review yet on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I urge you to go ahead and do so. Helps the show get more exposure. You guys know how competitive the podcast space is these days. It's easy for people to overlook shows. So the more reviews we get, the better chances people will actually stop, click, check us out, and hit that follow button. I appreciate you all. I will catch you guys on the next episode. We'll be right back.